All right, Laura had it. Did it live up to the hype? Did it live up to the hype? One of the biggest concerts in Minnesota. I mean, I guess. I don't know. It's in the biggest venue. Like, just by math, isn't it the biggest? It'll be one of the biggest. Hey, everybody, it's Jason. There goes Laura with the news. Dan is here as well as we talk about, well, you got to talk about anything other than that Twins game today. We're not bagging on the Twins because 0% chance that I thought they were going to take 2 out of 3 against the Cubs and then 2 out of 3 against the Rays, right, Dan?
Right. Couple of good ball clubs.
I was a little crabby watching today's game, and Dan's like,
"Well, you were a little crabby leading into this series, saying, oh, it's the Cubs. You know, I thought 2 out of 3 from the Rays, but
yeah, I thought we were going to get washed.
Take 2 out of 3 here. You got the Pirates coming in with maybe the best pitcher in all of baseball going tomorrow night against the Twins' top guy. That's going to be
Are you excited for the pitcher or for his girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll save some.
I'm pretty confident she's not going to be here, but
I don't know.
It would be great
Friday
if she
night.
Was.
If you're the girlfriend, wouldn't you want to come in for a Friday night, spend a nice weekend in one of the greatest cities in the country?
If she's sufficiently aware of how great our city is, sure. I don't know what her familiarity
she's
level
like a
is with Minneapolis.
Famous TikToker.
What? Yes, but she's also a famous athlete. She's a gymnast for LSU.
She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Along with being a famous athlete.
Yes. You know.
She gained access to the Sports Illustrated and the TikTok because of her athletics and the fact that she's a stunningly beautiful woman. And she's dating Paul Skeens, who's pitching for the Pirates tomorrow night, who's also an LSU alum. Yeah. And
there you go.
There you go.
I think she's a former gymnast, right? Didn't she?
I'm not sure she's probably graduated by now, yes.
I mean,
it's tough to tell anymore.
Into the big money of the influencing world.
There's that, but you can do that even while you're still an
True.
NCAA athlete.
I think
now.
She's done. I don't know.
It's tough to tell because
she
with
retired
all the,
from gymnastics on April 17th, 2025.
Because of all of the COVID added years of eligibility, you know, you can go to school for like 16 years now and be an athlete. So it's you never know.
Wasn't the Gophers quarterback in his 30s last year?
Something like that,
Paul McCartney, legend.
Absolutely.
And I've seen a little pushback that like, is this really, because the hype machine was in overdrive.
Yeah, it was.
A little unexpected, right? Is U.S. Bank Stadium known for like firing up the hype machine? But they called this announcement one of the biggest, that I was looking up the exact quote. One of the biggest concerts in Minnesota history. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know who else would be bigger.
Well, Taylor obviously is up there.
I mean, one of the is doing a lot of work.
It's doing a lot of work.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
but I think you could argue. I mean, when he was here, was it 2014 that he was at Target Field? That was enormous. I mean, that was a huge deal just in terms of interest, and everybody that went to the show just raved about how spectacular it was. And now you're doing it in an even bigger venue than it was that time. So, yeah, no, this is a huge deal.
So the reason that they said this is because at Target Field, show drew 43,000 fans and sold out in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And so now there are more seats.
Way more.
Right. Will it sell out in 20 minutes? I don't know. I doubt it. It's a
maybe
big,
not,
big
but it,
facility.
Is it going to sell out? Absolutely.
I would think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It got us thinking a little bit today about the bucket list concerts. Because my view on this is it's easy. I'm Gen X. The Beatles were not really part of my experience. Although, growing up, we did have a player piano role of Beatles favorites. So I could sit at the player piano and do Penny Lane and Hey Jude and sing along as I'm like, boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom,
pretending boom, that you're actually playing the piano. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a metronome. Like I could pretend.
Nice.
But the Beatles are not my jam. I'm not against them. What I will say is you get to an age where you can afford to go to concerts, and there's a bucket list. We all have a bucket list. And for me, McCartney, yes.
Absolutely.
A legend, someone that, look, I mean, I think most of us didn't think he'd still be rocking at this time. 651-461-9226. Who is on your bucket list? Who's on that for you?
You could make a very fair argument that Paul McCartney is the most influential living musician today.
Mm.
There's some other names that can get thrown into that mix, but you can make a really good argument that in terms of influencing other artists and, you know, collaborating and all that, you could argue that he's top of the list.
Huh. All right, now a texter is saying it didn't say anything about a concert. It said the biggest event in U.S. bank history. Where is the actual verbiage of this? Because I just see now you're the texter is making me think, am I being suckered by, you know, the social mediaification? But biggest concert, biggest event. U.S. Bank Stadium. I went to Monster Jam once. That was pretty epic. I've been to the Home and Garden show at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Well, those don't even come close to it.
Not on the list.
No.
Paul is older than Joe Biden, says a texter. He's 9 years older than Chuck Schumer and the same age as Moses, the actual Moses.
I mean, there's a reason it's only a 16-date tour, right? It's not like he's going to massively tax himself. But that's the other part why this is so big, is there's only 16 spots this is happening, and Minneapolis is one of them.
Did we get
It's only one of four stadium concerts that he's doing on this tour.
All right. I think that it meets the hype. You know, it was a surprise announcement.
It's a big deal.
But when you think about, like, who would be on your list, who would be bigger? I don't know that. I mean, yes, a pop star of today would sell out. I guess, like, you know, your Taylor Swift's, your Beyonce's. There is something different about seeing someone when you know, like, clock's ticking. And for me, McCartney is on that list. I think that's on that list. Here in Minnesota, I think so many of us look at it and you say, like, all right, there are people that you wish you would have seen, and then they're gone. Checking with Bob in Minnetonka, 651-461-9226. Bob, first, like, does it meet the hype, you think? Biggest event, Paul McCartney?
I don't know. I mean, I don't disagree with you that he's you know, one of those icons that come along maybe once in our life. I don't know. But to specifically answer your question about the bucket list concert that I would pay to go see would be Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, that would, yes. Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it?
That'd be spectacular in my mind. Yeah. Even though I've heard Paul Simon sing, and you know, like Paul McCartney, he's so old, his voice isn't as good as it.
Right.
But I think that would be worth it to go see.
Very good, Bob. Thank you. 651-461-9226. A little information about how unique this McCartney performance will be. We'll talk about that when we come back here on CCA. I thought you were going to find some player piano style music.
You know, if it was a good producer, I would have thought of that.
Can you just picture, though, like,
yes,
9-year-old Jason sitting on the rickety wooden bench?
Absolutely, that can be pictured, yes.
Yeah, it tracks. And if you wanted to get goofy, you'd flip that little switch, and it would be like, have that twangy, like, ding, 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 ding kind of sound. These are very limited references to people who have. And do you have a player piano? 651. Very, very limited. So I looked it up because I was worried that I was misrepresenting the announcement.
Were you?
No. That's it. If you're watching us on YouTube, which our 5:30 guest, Evan Ramstead, told me that he watches on YouTube all the time.
Oh, thanks, Evan.
Because you can see the list. He'll go at night and see what was on the show and like just scroll back to it.
Perfect.
I think that's kind of cool.
So certainly one way to do it.
So the quote was from U.S. Bank Stadium and Live Nation. They said it was one of the biggest shows in history to come to Minnesota. Now, if I look at the exact quote on the Care 11 script, their exact quote is one of the biggest shows in Minnesota history. Huh. So I can't even trust the dang media. Did we get this news release? Do we have a newsroom here at WCCO Radio?
There are rumors.
Is anybody listening to this show?
No, absolutely not.
you would have thought someone would have been like, Jason, I have this in my email. Here it is. No. Do you get these emails?
I didn't get this news release, no.
All right. I'm not on the list. A lot of people think I'm on all the lists.
I mean, you're on a lot of lists.
I'm not on that list. So I was close enough. Bucket list shows. Texter says Billy Joel. Now, Billy Joel does fit into a very interesting sort of piece of history that we have as part of this McCartney show. And the history is that the last time there was a news conference to announce a show, a stadium show, the big reveal was Billy Joel. And the Billy Joel reveal was in, there was a Billy Joel reveal at Target Field 2017. Do you remember that? And then U.S. Bank Stadium did something very similar to this 2 years ago, where they're like, oh, we got a really big concert. And you know who the show was? Billy Joel. But this time it was Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. So that's pretty good. I would like to see Billy Joel. I was a big Billy Joel fan back in the day. I had records. I had like the Billy Joel's greatest hits on records before people were ironically and hipsterishly having records. Eric Clapton, says a texter. Social media, online. Lethal says zero interest in the Beatles or McCartney. And U.S. Bank Stadium is the worst concert venue in America. Now, let me tell you something right here and now. U.S. Bank Stadium is not the worst concert venue in America. I disagree. The worst concert venue in America would be like the Main Street Theater in Hopkins. That would be worse than U.S. Bank Stadium. No disrespect to Hopkins. I mean, there are worse venues than U.S. Bank Stadium. The challenge is if you're in the cheap seats at U.S. Bank Stadium, the sound bouncing off of the inside of that roof is tough.
It is. And are there better venues sound quality wise in the Twin Cities area? Absolutely. There are several of them. And if you want to put 60,000 people in seats to watch a concert, this is kind of the only place you can do it. So there will be 60,000 plus people in seats for this concert, sound quality or no.
I love the Beatles and I love Paul McCartney, says Benjamin, but I saw him in 1993 at the Metrodome. He just doesn't have his voice anymore, and I paid $30 to see him in 93. Now, I get that. I think if you've seen one of these legends, you've checked it off, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So if you've seen Paul McCartney in 1993, maybe you don't see it, but need to see it. But there's a whole generation of people who didn't. And do you want to maybe take your kid? I don't know. Well, I think there are those iconic people, though, that today, especially, I don't know, is a couple months ago in the news where we lost like two or three people all in the same week. And you have this moment where you're like, okay, in Minnesota, if you never saw Prince, you missed. Mm-hmm. You missed out. I never saw Prince. I missed out. I think a lot of us feel like we don't want to miss out anymore. If you have the chance to see a legend, if a legend comes through your town, you just go. It's what it's.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, how much has concert technology changed since 1993? the ability to put on a show, which is a big part of why you go see Paul McCartney. Yeah, is his voice the same now as it was, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Of course not. Of course it isn't. But that's not, people are, if you're going to this show to see classic Paul McCartney voice live singer guy, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, you're not having very realistic expectations. You're going to see this legend put on a quote unquote show. That was the thing about the Target Field show in 14, right?
Yeah.
Everybody raved about it. What a great showman, what a great show it was. That's where you're going to see this, and now you're seeing it in a much bigger venue.
Garth Brooks sold out 8 nights at Target State at Target Center in the 90s. I remember that. I got to remember Paul Coffey from our country station here. Paul Coffey and I got to meet Garth Brooks. And what a good dude. George Strait, Journey. Those are a couple other texts coming in from people talking about their bucket list. Now, Benjamin correctly pointing out that he's almost 54 and the Beatles broke up before he was born. I mean, there is an element of that, like, not to be snotty about it, but part of me today was like, you know, this, I'm happy for the boomers. Like, I think the boomers are going to have a good time. This is for them. But that's when I started thinking more about, like, you know what? Do I want to see these legends before their time comes, or my, God forbid, my time comes? Jeff is in Golden Valley. Jeff, you are on CCO. First of all, who's on your bucket list? Who would you like to see?
Well, he's an underrated guitarist. Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits.
Oh,
unreal.
That's,
unreal.
That's a good one, Jeff. Yeah. Do you think, does McCartney live up to the hype when they said, like, this is going to be one of the biggest concerts at U.S. Bank?
No. I've seen him, and at 83, it's not worth the money. The sound and his voice is just, it's not there.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. On social media, one of our YouTube viewers, Audrey, said that she wishes they would have announced that we were getting the NFL draft. That would have been good. I don't think Live Nation would have been involved in that announcement. We sort of had an idea it was a concert. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the bucket list, I mean, the reality is the list gets a little shorter, right? You're like, because there is a difference, I think, between like the legends. And though these are going to be the shows that the boomers are going to connect
with.
Yeah, because
for sure.
The legends are that era. It's the Eagles. It's Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dylan was last in Mankato. I had less interest in Dylan before I saw the movie. The movie with Timothy Chalamet. And that movie, what was that called? A Complete Unknown.
Yes.
And I thought that movie was excellent. I really enjoyed it. And it did make me have a different appreciation for what Dylan accomplished.
Yeah. As most, you know, most biographic movies will do that, right?
And I'm young in this context, in that, again, like, the Dylan years were not my years.
Right.
I mean, think about our era.
Yep.
So who are the legends of our era who are still out around? I mean, Michael Jackson is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Who are, Mariah Carey is sort of.
Pearl Jam
for sure. Foo Fighters, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, Kathan, who travels all around the country chasing Pearl Jam.
There's quite a community that does that.
Yeah.
It's not quite Grateful Dead level or Fish level, but yeah.
And then you have sort of big-time pop stars, but who would you want to go see? I wonder our age, like, who is? Will it be the Killers? Will it be, like, who's that going to be? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Another texter. Now, I think about this as well. You guys are great today. It's so sad to see these old entertainers decades beyond their prime. So I saw this line in John Bream's story about this today, where John said, if you are a performer, you perform. And that's just what you do. Like, you don't really know any other way. And so I think he asked at one point where he was like, what are we doing? Oh, USA Today, in May of 2024, USA Today asked Ringo Starr, how long are you going to keep doing this? And he said, until the end of the year, at least. That's where I get my rocks off playing. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you just, what else are these guys supposed to do?
Well, and as long as people keep showing up and paying for tickets, I mean, I get the sentiment. You want to remember people in their prime and not, you know, a reduced version of them, but it's still Paul bleeping McCartney, folks. I mean,
have you, so Bon Jovi says a texter, John Fogerty.
Springsteen is another name.
Springsteen. I've seen Springsteen. Pretty cool. I don't know. It's fun. I do think these are stories. Like, ideally in life, what we all do is kind of, you have these experiences so you can collect different stories to tell people. Oh, I remember the time I went with this. And even if it's positive or negative, you have that story of like being in the same room of a giant.
Right.
That you were there. You saw it. And that is currency, I think. That is cool to be able to have that experience.
Chad talks about this all the time that, you know, for him, it's an experience thing, right? That's what he go, you know, is he a huge McCartney fan? Maybe, maybe not. But do you want to be there for the experience of saying, hey, you remember that huge show at US Bank Stadium with Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
I got to see that. And here's why it was great. Or here's why it stunk. Or whatever the reaction is.
Yeah.
But it's the experience of being there. I'm not a FOMO person. I'm not a fear of missing out. That's just not how I roll. But I think there's a significant portion of the town here that you know subscribes to that thinks that this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
I got to be there whether I love Paul McCartney or not.
Kid Rock? Maybe. Kid Rock? I don't know. Mick Jagger is as good as ever. Mick Jagger has some sort of magic going on, doesn't he? U2? I think U2 is a... That's a fair answer. There's something about, you know, McCartney is big. I do think about a band as bigger. So maybe when you think about the Eagles, you're like, yep. For us, if you think about Foo Fighters, if you think about Pearl Jam, that makes sense. Let's give Jane a try. Jane, Dan says you have kind of an iffy connection, but let's give it a go. You're on CCO. Go ahead.
Paul and Linda used to land their plane, their jet, in our backyard.
What? No way.
We lived in Fairmont, and they Linda had her foods down at Fairmont Foods that she supplied to airlines. And so when they would come in, Fairmont decided to lengthen the runway so that the jet could come in.
Oh, my gosh. That is so... Because she had this, like, this kind of frozen vegetarian food line. And,
right.
And Linda died in the late 90s of breast cancer.
Yep.
But,
right.
Oh, that's so amazing.
It was just like, maybe a mile to a mile and a half.
I thought you were going to find some player piano style music.
You know, if it was a good producer, I would have thought of that.
Can you just picture, though, like,
yes,
9-year-old Jason, yes, sitting on the rickety wooden bench?
Absolutely, that can be pictured, yes.
Yeah, it tracks. And if you wanted to get goofy, you'd flip that little switch, and it would be like, have that twangy, like, ding, 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 ding kind of sound. These are very limited references to people who have. And do you have a player piano? 651. Very, very limited. So I looked it up because I was worried that I was misrepresenting the announcement.
Were you?
No. That's it. If you're watching us on YouTube, which our 5:30 guest, Evan Ramstead, told me that. He watches on YouTube all the time.
Oh, thanks, Evan.
Because you can see the list. He'll go at night and see what was on the show and like just scroll back to it.
Perfect.
I think that's kind of cool.
So certainly one way to do it.
So the quote was from U.S. Bank Stadium and Live Nation. They said it was one of the biggest shows in history to come to Minnesota. Now, if I look at the exact quote on the Care 11 script, Their exact quote is one of the biggest shows in Minnesota history. Huh. So I can't even trust the dang media. Did we get this news release? Do we have a newsroom here at WCCO Radio?
There are rumors.
Is anybody listening to this show?
No, absolutely not.
you would have thought someone would have been like, Jason, I have this in my email. Here it is.
No.
Do you get these emails?
I didn't get this news release, no.
All right. I'm not on the list. A lot of people think I'm on all the lists.
I mean, you're on a lot of lists.
I'm not on that list. So I was close enough. Bucket list shows. Texter says Billy Joel. Now, Billy Joel does fit into a very interesting sort of piece of history that we have as part of this McCartney show. And the history is that the last time there was a news conference to announce a show, a stadium show, the big reveal was Billy Joel. And the Billy Joel reveal was in, there was a Billy Joel reveal at Target Field 2017. Do you remember that? And then U.S. Bank Stadium did something very similar to this 2 years ago, where they're like, oh, we got a really big concert. And you know who the show was? Billy Joel. But this time it was Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. So that's pretty good. I would like to see Billy Joel. I was a big Billy Joel fan back in the day. I had records. I had like the Billy Joel's greatest hits on records before people were ironically and hipsterishly having records. Eric Clapton, says a texter. Social media, online. Lethal says zero interest in the Beatles or McCartney. And U.S. Bank Stadium is the worst concert venue in America. Now, let me tell you something right here and now. U.S. Bank Stadium is not the worst concert venue in America. I disagree. The worst concert venue in America would be like the Main Street Theater in Hopkins. That would be worse than U.S. Bank Stadium. No disrespect to Hopkins. I mean, there are worse venues than U.S. Bank Stadium. The challenge is if you're in the cheap seats at U.S. Bank Stadium, the sound bouncing off of the inside of that roof is tough.
It is. And are there better venues sound quality wise in the Twin Cities area? Absolutely. There are several of them. And if you want to put 60,000 people in seats to watch a concert, this is kind of the only place you can do it. So there will be 60,000 plus people in seats for this concert, sound quality or no.
I love the Beatles and I love Paul McCartney, says Benjamin, but I saw him in 1993 at the Metrodome. He just doesn't have his voice anymore, and I paid $30 to see him in 93. Now, I get that. I think if you've seen one of these legends, you've checked it off, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So if you've seen Paul McCartney in 1993, maybe you don't see it, but need to see it. But there's a whole generation of people who didn't. And do you want to maybe take your kid? I don't know. Well, I think there are those iconic people, though, that today, especially, I don't know, is a couple months ago in the news where we lost like two or three people all in the same week. And you have this moment where you're like, okay, in Minnesota, if you never saw Prince, you missed. You missed out. I never saw Prince. I missed out. I think a lot of us feel like we don't want to miss out anymore. If you have the chance to see a legend, if a legend comes through your town, you just go. It's what it's.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, how much has concert technology changed since 1993? The ability to put on a show, which is a big part of why you go see Paul McCartney. Yeah, is his voice the same now as it was, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Of course not. Of course it isn't. But that's not, if you're going to this show to see classic Paul McCartney voice live singer guy, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, you're not having very realistic expectations. You're going to see this legend put on a quote unquote show. That was the thing about the Target Field show in 14, right?
Yeah.
Everybody raved about it. What a great showman, what a great show it was. That's where you're going to see this, and now you're seeing it in a much bigger venue.
Garth Brooks sold out 8 nights at Target Stadium at Target Center in the 90s. I remember that. I got to remember Paul Coffey from our country station here. Paul Coffey and I got to meet Garth Brooks. And what a good dude. George Strait, Journey. Those are a couple other texts coming in from people talking about their bucket list. Now, Benjamin correctly pointing out that he's almost 54 and the Beatles broke up before he was born. I mean, there is an element of that, like, not to be snotty about it, but part of me today was like, you know, this, I'm happy for the boomers. Like, I think the boomers are going to have a good time. This is for them. But that's when I started thinking more about, like, you know what? Do I want to see these legends before their time comes, or my, God forbid, my time comes? Jeff is in Golden Valley. Jeff, you are on CCO. First of all, who's on your bucket list? Who would you like to see?
Well, he's an underrated guitarist. Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits.
Oh,
unreal. Unreal.
That's a good one, Jeff. Yeah. Do you think, does McCartney live up to the hype when they said, like, this is going to be one of the biggest concerts at U.S. Bank?
No. No, I've seen him, and at 83, it's not worth the money. The sound and his voice is just, it's not there.
Yeah. I get it. On social media, one of our YouTube viewers, Audrey, said that she wishes they would have announced that we were getting the NFL draft. That would have been good. I don't think Live Nation would have been involved in that announcement. We sort of had an idea it was a concert. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the bucket list, I mean, the reality is the list gets a little shorter, right? You're like, because there is a difference, I think, between like the legends. And though these are going to be the shows that the boomers are going to connect
with.
Yeah, because
for sure.
The legends are that era. It's the Eagles. It's Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dylan was last in Mankato. I had less interest in Dylan before I saw the movie. The movie with Timothy
Chalamet.
And that movie, what was that called? A Complete Unknown.
Yes.
And I thought that movie was excellent. I really enjoyed it. And it did make me have a different appreciation for what Dylan accomplished.
Yeah. As most, you know, most biographic movies will do that, right?
And I'm young in this context, in that, again, like, the Dylan years were not my years.
Right.
I mean, think about our era. Yep. So who are the legends of our era who are still out around? I mean, Michael Jackson is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Who are Mariah Carey is sort of?
Pearl Jam
for sure. Foo Fighters, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, Kathan, who travels all around the country chasing Pearl Jam.
There's quite a community that does that.
Yeah.
It's not quite Grateful Dead level or Fish level, but yeah.
And then you have sort of big-time pop stars, but who would you want to go see? I wonder our age, like, who is? Will it be the Killers? Will it be, like, who's that going to be? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Another texter. Now, I think about this as well. You guys are great today. It's so sad to see these old entertainers decades beyond their prime. So I saw this line in John Bream's story about this today, where John said, if you are a performer, you perform. And that's just what you do. Like, you don't really know any other way. And so I think he asked at one point where he was like, what are we doing? Oh, USA Today, in May of 2024, USA Today asked Ringo Starr, how long are you going to keep doing this? And he said, until the end of the year, at least. That's where I get my rocks off playing. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you just, what else are these guys supposed to do?
Well, and as long as people keep showing up and paying for tickets, I mean, I get the sentiment. You want to remember people in their prime and not, you know, a reduced version of them, but it's still Paul bleeping McCartney, folks. I mean,
have you, so Bon Jovi says a texter, John Fogerty,
Springsteen is another name.
Springsteen. I've seen Springsteen. Pretty cool. I don't know. It's fun. I do think these are stories. Like, ideally in life, what we all do is kind of, you have these experiences so you can collect different stories to tell people. Oh, I remember the time I went with this. And even if it's positive or negative, you have that story of like being in the same room of a giant.
Right.
That you were there. You saw it. And that is currency, I think. That is cool to be able to have that experience.
Chad talks about this all the time, that, you know, for him, it's an experience thing, right? That's what he go, it, you know, is he a huge McCartney fan? Maybe, maybe not. But do you want to be there for the experience of saying, hey, you remember that huge show at US Bank Stadium with Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
I got to see that. And here's why it was great. Or here's why it stunk. Or whatever, whatever the reaction is.
Yeah.
But it's the experience of being there. I'm not a FOMO person. I'm not a fear of missing out. That's just not how I roll. But I think there's a significant portion of the town here that you know, subscribes to that thinks that this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah,
I got to be there whether I love Paul McCartney or not.
Kid Rock? Maybe. Kid Rock? I don't know. Mick Jagger is as good as ever. Mick Jagger has some sort of magic going on, doesn't he? U2? I think U2 is a... That's a fair answer. There's something about, you know, McCartney is big. I do think about a band as bigger. So maybe when you think about the Eagles, you're like, yep. For us, if you think about Foo Fighters, if you think about Pearl Jam, that makes sense. Let's give Jane a try. Jane, Dan says you have kind of an iffy connection, but let's give it a go. You're on CCO. Go ahead.
Paul and Linda used to land their plane, their jet, in our backyard.
What? No way.
We lived in Fairmont, and they Linda had her foods down at Fairmont Foods that she supplied to airlines. And so when they would come in, Fairmont decided to lengthen the runway so that the jet could come in.
Oh, my gosh. That is so... Because she had this, like, this kind of frozen vegetarian food line. And,
right.
And Linda died in the late 90s of breast cancer.
Yep.
But...
Right.
Oh, that's so amazing. Did
yeah, it was just like, maybe a mile to a mile and a half from us, where we would still be able to see them like a great big plane coming in, you know.
Right.
But they were there many times back then, just for the fun of it, to see people and, you know, I guess just hobnob.
Oh, that's pretty,
I don't.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Was, but you know what? I've never heard a concert.
Would you want to go at US Bank Stadium?
Nope.
No. Yeah. You've got the story.
No,
you got...
Not a concert person, really, except back in the early 60s at the Cato Ballroom. Mm-hmm. I saw Neil Sedaka. I saw Paul Anka. I saw the Big Bopper. All of those guys.
Wow. Cool. Really cool. Good story. Thanks, Jane. Thanks for calling in. A texter nails it, for me anyway. And well, one set, talking about Paul McCartney and Wings at the St. Paul Civic Center. Made it up to the front row because they opened up the area in front of the stage. Flat out best concert I ever saw. But I do like this. Jason, for me and my husband, it's about saying we saw them before we can't see them anymore. Doesn't mean I'm always a huge fan, but I just want to see them before it's too late. I think that's right. I think this
is a huge part of it for sure.
This is going to resonate with a lot of people in that category.
Can we talk about this?
All right, we can tell people.
Can we tell people?
Sure.
We're not going to get in trouble?
No.
Coach isn't going to come running in here and slap our wrists?
Never know.
Coming up next week, exclusively here on the Jason DeRusha Show, Drive Time with DeRusha, your chance to win Paul McCartney tickets by playing Name That Tune.
Pretty good.
We'll have a pair of tickets to give away every day next week, so be listening between 3 and 6, and you could go see the show on us.
Pretty fun. Now, Jane there, I was going to tell her that she could win tickets.
Right, but she didn't want to go. That's fine. Now, we should also be honest. You have to take one of us with you to the show.
That's how
it's part
works,
of the deal. But still, I mean, you get to go to the show.
You do get to go to the show. Yeah. Now, how are we going to make that work with five winners?
We'll figure that part out. Yeah, no, that's fine. We'll figure that part out.
We'll figure it out. Let's
like
break.
You go three times, I'll go twice. It'll be fine.
You know, if you're listening to the Twins, maybe you're a sports fan. We do have news about one of the big voices of Minnesota sports, a change coming this next season. We'll talk about that next. It's just so good. It's so good. His enthusiasm, his excitement. And he is gone. Well, not entirely.
Not gone.
He's pretty gone. This is like when Channel 4 said I was going to come back to do special assignments.
No, it's not like that at all. He's going to be working a reduced schedule for the Timberwolves because...
he's not going to be calling games for the Timberwolves. He is getting promoted big time. Dan, you're believing the nonsense.
I'm believing John Krasinski, who's a fine journalist.
So he will call a very occasional game for the Timberwolves. He is being promoted to Amazon Prime, one of the big-time national analysts. He'll be calling games all over the NBA, and I'm so thrilled for him. He will be still involved with the Timberwolves and doing like some sort of pregame content. I don't really understand what they're talking about. Like, is he going to be putting together like some little videos or something? Unclear.
Okay, so John's tweet was, the Wolves say Michael Grady will work a modified schedule of team games next season.
Modified. All I'm saying is I was on the receiving end of some sort of nonsense about what I was going to do when I left a job, and it just sounds a little like modified. That to me. Modified.
He's getting some of that sweet, sweet Amazon money. And
I'm so happy for him.
Good
he is him. So good. I will miss him so much. Now, we have some good options, right? Sloan Martin, former CCO radio. She would be great. She does such a wonderful job calling Lynx games on the radio right now. Alan Horton, who has been such a great radio announcer for a long time. And then who knows? If you're the Timberwolves, if you're A-Rod and Mark Lori, the new owners, you probably want another national caliber person. So who's it going to be? Marnie? Could it be Marnie Gellner?
Should get consideration for sure.
A lot of good talent. But, you know, sometimes you see someone young and you're like, oh, boy, this guy's got it. And he has it. And so we're so excited for him. Making the big time. They always leave us, Dan. They always leave us.